This is Louis Navellier. It's Tuesday, May 10th. Well, we're obviously getting a very big bounce in the market, a very impressive bounce. Just so you know, when the market sold off on Monday, the S&P was down over 3.2%. Our friends at Bespoke pointed out that when the S&P does fall 3%, the next day it bounces 1.86%. So we're getting a big, big bounce today. The energy stocks, the fertilizer stocks, the food stocks, the shipping stocks, the semiconductor stocks all are up big today. Most of them are up 3% or more. So I'm very pleased to see that, you know, the good stocks bounce like fresh tennis balls, and that's what we have. As far as the overall tone of the market, we might get another boost tomorrow from the consumer price index because it's supposed to show that the core rate inflation peaked. Now, inflation is still hideous on the energy and food side. That's why we have so many energy, food, and fertilizer stocks, and even the shipping stocks that, you know, send goods. But the main thing is the core rate inflation, excluding food and energy, is supposed to be peaking. So that's good news, and we'll see if that gets the market going. You know, yesterday, briefly, the 10-year Treasury hit 3.2. Today, it's under 3%. So some of the interest rate anxieties that were freaking the market out on Monday have dissipated today. You know, a lot of people are asking, is the market going to retest the lows? And usually it does, okay. But yesterday there were some mechanical problems with the way ETFs trade. You know, an ETF has its own spread on top of the spreads on stocks. And yesterday, some of those ETF spreads hit 4 to 6%. So that means if you were getting out and selling yesterday, you would get 4 to 6% less than the underlying value of the stocks. So that's a mechanical market breakdown, and that was the main reason for the market kind of freaking out late on Monday. But that's over now, and markets are, as I look at it today, are functioning a little bit better. So we're going to have a bounce. The good stock's going to be more sustainable. We're going to have a good CPI report. We still in the midst of good earnings coming out. And that's pretty much it. So it's Louis Navellier. I just want to update you on what I see. But as long as you have followed our advice and are heavily invested in energy, fertilizer, food, shipping, and some of these semiconductors we recommend, I think you're going to be in pretty good shape. I think the bounce that you're seeing today shows you just how strong these stocks are. And, of course, they've all had record earnings. So that's it, everybody. Hang in there. I know people stress over things, but right now the U.S. is not going into recession. The Atlanta Fed's got us about 1.8%. China is definitely having some big problems. So is a lot of the rest of the world. But that's going to help inflation cool off and help help the markets stabilize here and readjust. But the markets have grossly overreacted. I do also want to remind everybody our price-earnings ratios are extremely low. This is what happens when you have good earnings and the markets don't go up a lot. The P ratios get compressed. But the forecasts of P ratios are truly, truly ridiculous. You know, I have I'm literally at 4x forecasted earnings on some of my portfolio. So that's just ridiculous. And a lot of those stocks pay good dividend yields. So the dividend yield's not supposed to be higher than the price earnings ratio, but that's kind of how bad it got. So I feel very good here, and I'm very proud of how a lot of our flagship stocks and sectors are bouncing. So if you want to go bargain hunting, obviously today's not a bad day, but I'm very, very comfortable and confident that that our stocks will emerge as a silver lining critical path that a lot of us can follow. So that's it. It's Louis Navellier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.